Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this 21st day of July. And wow, we are moving through this summer. It's been quite a summer, quite interesting, I think, for so many of us in many, many ways. Earth changes, human changes and confrontations, and opportunities that are coming that never existed before. So we're looking at every day almost at a whole new world and an old world that is having lots and lots of challenges. So we really want to offer this special time and place just to be with God. We want to put away all of the things of the world, whether good or bad or interesting or boring. We put them away for a moment and we look within ourselves for this deep, quiet space. And I would ask that each of you just move into a relaxed position. Take a deep breath, hold it, and say, thank you, God. Then slowly release it. And let's do it again. I, for one, am so grateful to be here. And so grateful that we finally have a telephone connection again. At least one of our telephones is working. So we give thanks for every new step of positive possibility that comes our way. And we're having a wonderful time with our new webinar. And thank you. So many of you are on there and making it really a miraculous occasion for all of us. So, as always, I'm going to ask for comments from our community because that helps us to know where to turn our hearts for the giving of blessings, the receiving of blessings, and gratitude that we have about blessings. I get a call right now from Eva. Hello, Eva. How are you?
Hi. Yes, this is Eva. I would like a special blessing for my husband. I'm not sure what's going on, but he was going to go to church with me this morning, and when I tried to wake him up, I couldn't wake him up. He kind of opened his eyes, and so finally I left him. My daughter and son-in-law were here, and we got somebody else to stay with him. I came home from church, and he was still sleeping, and he seemed to be a couple of times waking up, but he's totally unresponsive. So just now, we just my daughter and son-in-law helped to turn him over and get him cleaned up and so forth, and have him relaxing in the bed, and doesn't seem to. He looked very peaceful, but he's just not responding to anything or able to move by himself. So I would like it for us.
I know that's so challenging for you.
Yeah, he was doing better. We just got some therapy, and he was able to do the therapy. She was here twice this week and said he did very well. And last night I was really, you know, I said, okay, he wants to go to church again. And but then this morning it was just impossible. And so I don't know, you know, whether...
He may just be relaxing.
But he looked, even when I came home, he was in this deep, it seemed like in this deep sleep, it looked very peaceful. And my daughter said, well, I'm just glad he can sleep and be peaceful. So
exactly. So he may just be really, really relaxing.
So I don't know if it's just and he was sweating. I mean, he's just totally soaked.
Oh.
You know, like maybe a release. I'm just wondering if it's a release and it'll come back, or if this is it. I don't know, you know.
Well, it will be revealed. And we will hold him in our blessing.
Thank you.
That the most wonderful possibility shall happen for him.
Yes.
Whatever is the will of God, and that he will be guarded by the angels to make sure that only something wonderful happens.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, he was really coming back and seemed interested in life again. And so that was encouraging. But I'm also feeling the blessings for myself, because there was a time that I definitely wouldn't have been able to handle this at all. So, you know, the fear is pretty much gone, and I feel relatively at peace, which I'm thankful for. And of course, I thank Yeshua for that, because I know it's his peace, and that has been transmitted to me and to him, because he looked very peaceful as well. So we will see where this goes. But blessings.
Okay. Blessings to you, your family, and to Charlie.
Yes, I have.
We love you all.
My daughter and son-in-law are wonderful. I mean, they're working on this construction on their house, but they're always here to help, and he helped to turn him over and, you know, move him around, and I could have never done it by myself, so that's
sure.
Always nice to have help. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
And we thank
yes.
all of those who are part of our life and create the little ecosystem around our lives.
Yeah.
Because we can't, as you said, we can't do it by ourselves.
No.
And that's a simple truth that we have to learn as we get on in life, because, you know, we grow up as mm-hmm. children really understanding that we can't do it by ourselves. And then when we reach our teens and our spirit of freedom and defiance is rolling through us, we say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I want to do it myself. You know,
yeah.
We go out to the world, and then sometimes it takes us 20 years to discover again, we can't do it by ourselves. It's a big learning.
Yes, it is, because I know there were so many, you know, in the past where I think, well, I have to do this by myself. But then I'd be upset because there's nobody else there for me. But
yeah.
It was like I'm really attracting this do it by yourself, because you feel like you have to. Instead of allowing other people to help.
It is a cycle. It's part of the life cycle. And it's good you're where you are now, in your peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are in our hearts, and we love you very much. And we love Charlie very much, and wish him only the divine and holy best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. And we're going to take a wireless caller from area code 641. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth in Fairfield. Am I coming
through? Hi, Elizabeth.
I have gone through almost every single physician that's available here, and I still feel pretty awful. I've got vertigo. I seem to have developed some intestinal problems, heart problems. So it would be nice if I could have a blessing to stabilize something that I can really work on. And I am happy I can still talk. I can still sort of move around, but I just don't feel that life force in me. As if I have to come to an end and decide, okay, it's time. But in my mind, in my heart, I really want to feel better so that I can function.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Elizabeth. And we will hold you in our hearts. And I will give you a special blessing, not only today, but tomorrow.
Now, on May 14th, I ordered some Christ Sent and the book, the Christ Sent a few days. And your phone number at the bookstore isn't working, so I haven't been able to tell you I didn't get my book yet.
Oh, you didn't get the book? Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth, let me write that down right now. I remember inscribing it to you, so I think we got some books lost.
I think so, too. Maybe you can call the post office and track them. Last week, a lot of people said they didn't get their books, so who knows?
That's right. Well, a lot of the books, we sent out as many as 100 at a time. And they were going, most people ordered them media mail, which is not so carefully handled. So I have, this is Aransas Pass, Texas, where if anything can go wrong, it does. So I will, and I asked I just make a general broad announcement. If anybody else did not receive their book, please let me know, and we will get it to you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
I want you to have that ASAP because it will make you feel better.
Yeah. Now, I don't have a computer, so since I can't get you on your bookstore phone, do you need more than just my name and my address?
No, I got you in the store.
Okay. It's Elizabeth.
You don't have to place an order. You don't have to place a new order. I've got you in my store. And I just made a note to pull up your order and send it again. So you don't have to do a thing.
Okay. It's Fairfield, Iowa. Elizabeth.
I know. I've got it. I've got it.
And if I do get another one, I will send you some more money. Then I'll have two copies.
No, no, no. If you get another one, what I want you to do is give it to a friend.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want you to go through any trouble whatsoever. Okay? This was either our fault or the Postal Service fault and not yours. So just allow it to become a blessing that's passed on to somebody else. Okay?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I do not want you to stress over anything. And we will absorb whatever needs to be absorbed. Okay, and you will hold a special place in my heart. Okay, I'm going to open the line to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hello,
Glenda. How are you today?
Doing great, thank you. Hope you're doing well. You sound good. The phone line sounds crystal clear.
Great. Well, we've had some miracles that happened here, and we're looking for more. It's always seems like we're looking for miracles down here. If you notice, a lot of our webinars since I moved to Aransas Pass, Texas has been focused on miracles.
Yeah.
it was maybe an attunement I needed. You know, when I lived in Sedona, we took them for granted.
Well, but they've also come. That's been amazing. How many have shown up. There's more extreme need, but God seems to be sending those miracles, and we get to see those and participate in those. So that's wonderful.
Well, you know, speaking of that heat, this is the hottest the United States has been overall average since 1897.
Wow.
So, it's affecting everybody. Even people who are not getting heat, they're getting the other side of the heat wave with deluges of rain.
Wow.
So, it's been a challenging situation for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very concerned about that, because when you have that, it seems like it would be hard to escape. Because it's going to be difficult. The power grid's going to be overloaded with all the cooling. So that's really, really challenging. And a lot of people don't have air conditioning, so.
I know. Yeah. I know. It is true. And these summers that turn off extremely hot are generally the summers that produce the most hurricanes. And we are praying that they get turned back into the open Gulf.
Yeah.
Not the hit land. So far we've been blessed, but we're not really yet in hurricane season. That starts the first to the middle of August. So we will be praying about that for everybody.
Yeah. Well,
Another one here and we're out of here. I can promise you that.
There's a couple of things I want to mention and a couple of blessings I want to offer today.
Okay.
I was able to attend the Institute of Noetic Sciences annual conference, which happened this weekend.
Oh, great.
It was here. It was a miracle because I didn't even know it was going to be here, and it's not here usually. It was in San Jose. So someone contacted me.
I was a keynote speaker at that one year.
Oh, wow. Well, you would sit right in because.
Well, years and years and years ago. But anyway, I had lots of friends in it at that time.
Yeah. Well, it's
okay,
the content,
go ahead.
Well, the content that they presented sounded like 100% of it could have come directly from Yeshua. I mean, the most scientific aspects of it, they were talking about the quantum field, which is something he talks to us about all the time. So any of these could have been your presentations again. It was really, really striking. One of the presentations was from the HeartMath Institute, and they're also local here.
Oh. Yes.
And I know you know about them. They have something going that I didn't know about. They have something called the Global Coherence Initiative. And I'll
I know all about that.
Mm-hmm. You know about that? So I'll just read it so everybody else understands it. The Global Coherence Initiative is an international effort that seeks to help activate the heart of humanity and promote peace, harmony, and a shift in global consciousness. So has been going on since like 2008. These guys are actively working on promoting this.
I know all about it, and I think it's great work. We have been doing something similar, but we don't call it that. What it basically is everyone meditating on a common theme at the same time, and creating a harmonic signal that creates a close around the earth at that harmonic signal. And this is what this goes back to very ancient practices of the of prayer and meditation at the sunset on Friday. This goes back to the earliest times of the Hebrew culture, the Egyptian culture, the Vedic culture. We don't even know how far back it goes. We even believe that some of the ancient megaliths that were created to form a coherence, a timing from one place to another exactly when the sun sets.
Ah. That's amazing.
So it's a very important thing for all of humanity to be coordinated at a common time. And, of course, we do that in the blessing every Sunday.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people contributing in their own way with their own unique protocol to the same thing.
Right. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
Well, there's going to be a global, we have these from, like you say, from a lot of different angles. There's one being coordinated with this project specifically. And these guys do, this one particular group does several of these a year. I think they try to do them once a quarter. On August 1st, there's going to be one happening, a global, just 10 minutes, but it's a quantum event, right? So I'm going to send the energy of the blessing to this event, and it's happening August 1st. At 11:10 a.m. Pacific time. That's August 1st, 11:10 a.m. So
okay.
I'm going to send the blessing to that, and I want to send the blessing today to amplify the energy of all these people that were. It's probably at least 1,000 people that attended this Noetic Sciences conference this weekend, and so that energy is all with us right now, charged.
Okay.
So I want to send the blessing to. Amplify that as well. And today we have the moon was just within the last 12 hours, the moon was with Neptune, and now it's trining Venus like exactly. So that's really nice. So we're harmoniously attuned with the vibration of love. And the moon and the sun are going to trine in about 10 hours. So it's nice. It's in water. The sun's still in Cancer. So we have Venus and the sun close together, and the moon is trining in waning trine. So that's nice. It's a disseminating trine. So that takes the energy that's been building up from the cycle and spreads it out. And it's nice that it's a trine with Venus and the sun, because it's light and love. that are being disseminated
oh,
today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is truly beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony, for your report of the heavens that are coordinating with this. One more thing I did want to contribute before we completely left the subject. The Global Coherence Project was actually started by Maharishi. And so anyone interested in that might want to look into the community that was established by Maharishi, so because they may have their own coordination of events feeding into that.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
So there have been a lot of very enlightened, dedicated people leading us and pulling us up to this higher level where so many of our problems will just either disappear or they will dissolve into a more productive configuration. You know, problems are not always bad. They just need to be productive.
Yeah.
What's bothering us so much right now is that the problems are being exploited in order to generate conflict and pull us down.
Yeah.
So as long as problems challenge us to solve issues in life and find better ways of moving up, problems are not necessarily bad. In fact, I would be very bored without them. So let's don't say problems are bad. It's how we deal with them that's either good or bad. God implanted a problem in every little caterpillar that is going to eventually become a butterfly. And that problem is, okay, what do I do now? I push against the walls. Okay, nothing's happening. I'll wait till I grow a little more. Okay, I'll push a little more. Well, I felt some movement, but I'll rest and grow a little more. Okay, I'll try again. Wow, there's a break. Holy cow, there's light up there. I better push some more. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And the strength that comes from pushing against the problem is what eventually allows the butterfly to fly. Without that, he wouldn't fly. So I just want to say, let's don't call problems bad. Let's just call the suppression of problems down into a state of exploitation and conflict to be what's bad. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
So we keep a positive attitude on everything. And we find that sometimes, even when it looks like we are destined to transition, we find that we've just been in a really good sleep, and we come back stronger than ever. So that was said on behalf of Charlie and Eva. Now we're going to take another call. Thank you so much for all of that, Tony.
Welcome.
From area code 641, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Lucy in Tucson. And
hi,
I wanted to just ask for extra prayers. I've been feeling really lousy, and Friday I thought I might have to go to the ER, and that's not a place I want to be. So just extra prayers.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. All right. You definitely have them.
Thank you.
But except for that, are you taking care of yourself? You've got some help?
I am. Yes, I am. And if I have to go, I will. But it's not my favorite place.
I know it's not, but just pray that if you do, the right person will be waiting for you.
Yes. Thank you.
And nothing harsh will be done. Okay?
I've
been there a number of times, and I say the same prayer, and it always works.
That's a great idea. Thank you so much.
Okay. So don't resist getting help. All right?
Yeah. And okay. It's also more the dealing with the fear, the in-between.
Absolutely, it is. And the thing is, if you resist getting help there, it may push away intermediate help that would keep you from being there.
That's
so,
true.
Welcome yeah. help, all right?
Thank
all the help you can get,
you.
And that will also bring in the blessing.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have a caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, in this beautiful
aloha.
Aloha, this is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, it's so good to be here, and I just wanted to express just there's so much love and light and miracles in my life. I'm just so appreciating these oils and the webinar, and I just had my birthday, and I'm just feeling.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a blessing, and I gave blessings to others. It's just really, I'm just so appreciative for Yeshua, for love. And I wanted to say as well that my church yesterday, we had a feast day for Mary Magdalene, and it was just so much love. And I have your painting of her right above my bed, and I just feel so close to that beautiful being. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That is so great. I'm so happy for you. That sounds like a wonderful event.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for your work and your love and your light. It is making such a difference in the world. And I just
I love hearing that. Do you have a special blessing to request or just expressing your gratitude for the ones you have?
You bet. I do, actually. I want to ask for a special blessing for my dad, Peter. He just smashed his elbow, and he's going to need surgery. So, and he's nervous. So blessings for his beautiful recovery. And, my dad, he's doing great. 75, super active, and this will just slow him down a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, he will come back, I know. I did that about 2 years ago. And good as new.
Yep. Okay, that's so good to hear. And I'm actually going home to Massachusetts and for a visit anyway, so I'll be with him. And so then I just want to ask too a special blessing for at my work. I've taken on a new level of responsibility where I'll be working with teachers. I'm a college professor, and I'm going to be working with other professors and just really studying how to be better teachers and how to be more
Beautiful.
Uplifting and transformative. Yeah, so it feels like, you know, kind of scary and exciting all together. So just a special blessing for me to serve God in this way.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on that, Sarah.
Thank you.
My blessings are especially with you since I was once a college professor myself.
Yeah,
and I loved it. I loved it. 7 years.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, okay, darling. Okay. Well, I'm going to move on because we try to be on time and we're running a little late. You're welcome. Jean Marie is on the call. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Glenda and all the community. Number one, I got my gorgeous, beautiful book. It's sitting right beside me here, and it is just beautiful. And thank you for that. And just remember, I have a medical appointment Wednesday that I would like all the beams to be beaming in. Don't know the time.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. There's no time. But if everyone would just hold me in that space of love and healing and great outcome, I would appreciate that. And that's it.
Okay, great. You got it.
Thank you.
For sure. And we're going to take one more call, a wireless caller from area code 281. You're on.
Hello, my friend Glenda. This is Ann from Seabrook, Texas. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ann. Hi.
I'm calling today because we have had a wonderful miracle in our family. Our little grandson, Witten, was born, but he had a very difficult birth, and he managed to get through it. And he's going through another health challenge now that he's 2 years old, and we just hope that you and the blessing givers can think of him, this little two-year-old precious little boy named Witten, who's going through a challenge, and we hope and we know that Yeshua knows the answers to this challenge, but we hope that you can lift us up in prayer. We would really appreciate it.
Oh, you've got him placed in the arms of Christ.
But thank you so much.
Just think of the little lamb that he's holding and put your baby there instead.
You got it. Thank you so much. Thank you,
okay,
everyone.
Okay, it's a great visualization. Just hold on to that visualization, and we will offer a blessing unto it. And Stormy, last but not least, we love you, and we know that you bring in the blessing of the angels.
Yes, a couple of lines from the song Stormy's Music. Do you hear yourself in my music? I hear you in my song. You are so beautiful that this light has taken form.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it, Stormy. You're so creative, so inspired, and never, never, ever forget the day I met you. Oh, my gosh. When I took my angel paintings to Genesis in Fort Worth, that's when I was painting angels on doors. And you had a special response to those angel paintings that was unlike anyone else. At that moment, we formed a lifelong friendship, and I thank the angels and God for you. So we will offer a blessing for you too, Stormy.
The blessing for my brother, Neil.
Neil, okay.
That's all I need to say.
Okay. Very good. And just before I close, I want to call everyone's attention to the fact that I took about a week to form a whole new blessing for all of our essential oils. I went through everything in our inventory, offered a prayer for all of it to be, shall we say, upgraded to the new energy of what we need now. And recreated the store to reflect images of where we are now, because actually everything, all of the recipes, except for the recent creations, all of the recipes date back maybe as much as 10 years when the world was in a different state. And through prayers and blessings, I brought them all up to where we are now, what we need now, how they can serve us now, and brought the store up to where we are now. I hope you will go and visit it. And just to reward you for looking it over, I'm giving 25% off of anything you purchase from the essential oils. That's just my enticement for you to go there and give your blessing to it. Even if you can't purchase a thing, go there and look at it. Give your blessing to it. Let us feel your energy. Let us feel what you need, what you want, what you love, so that we can serve you. Okay? Because everything in all of creation started with communication. Every single thing. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." And then he said, "And it was good," or "And it is good." Then he would said, "Let there be the firmament." Then when it was done, he said, "And that's good." There was always an opening and a closure with communication. Remember this. Don't just hold your talents in seclusion or your problems in seclusion. Embrace your talents with communication. Let other people know what you can do, what you would like to do, how you would like to serve. When other people have invited you to serve, say thank you. This meant the world to me. It was good. When you have a problem, don't just keep it to yourself. You know, you may have to be careful exactly what you say to whom. There's always a right person and a right way of saying it, but still, communicate. And when you get some results, say, thank you, God. Or thank you to a person who helped you. Let your life be carried forward with communication. And that communication doesn't always have to be with words. What we do, we in the blessing, we open with a prayer to Yeshua. And that is, for me at least, with words. Then we ask you to open with your prayer. And it can be with words, or it can be with a thought, or music, or harmony. But still, it's a communication. Make that communication. As Yeshua said, ask, and you shall receive. And asking is not always with words. Sometimes it's just going out to the world, and looking around, and sensing, and feeling what you need and what you want. Who you want to be with and how you want to be risen. What you want to do with your life and how you want to do it. Don't leave communication out of the formula. If you're shy with words, that's okay. Let it be with energy. Let it be with your other senses. Let it be with feeling or touch or just observation. That's communication too. So take a deep breath. Be relaxed. Feel the chair you're sitting in. Let your feet touch the ground. Or it could be, for most of you, the floor probably. But feel it. Feel it and feel the energy of the earth coming through it. Feel the energy of the heavens coming through your head and through it and through your spine. If you just take a moment to feel it, you can. Put your hands over your heart. Feel it beating. Take a deep breath. Feel your chest expand. Exhale. Feel your chest collapse and relax. Take another deep breath and feel it. Extend your arms to your side and feel them relaxed. Feel your legs relax. Feel it. Let go and feel what letting go feels like. Now, with arms and legs uncrossed and your body relaxed, let us begin. Blessing givers, join me. Yeshua, we thank you for all that you are to us. In all the many ways, you're with us. For some, it's a voice, for some visualization, for some just a warm feeling, or a sense of not being alone, or a sense that our prayer has been heard. Let yourself be known. We ask you for that. You said to ask and it shall be, so we ask you that your presence be known and felt more palpably, more visibly by everyone, that they may enjoy the comfort and the sweetness of being with you. We ask you now for your blessing this day, that you would be with each one in this call, and for each one that their life touches, and for everyone on our blessing list that is now in my heart and you can feel it. We ask that you be in a special way with each one of these people, to be with their life as it is meant to be, by their Heavenly Father, as they were meant to be, by the Holy Spirit and the universe, and their service to us and to one another. Let them know that we cherish their presence, and we thank them for every good thing we have received from their life. We look forward to receiving more, whether on heaven or on earth. We ask that you be with those who don't know to pray. We ask that you open a doorway for those who feel lost that they may enter the field of grace. We ask for hope for those who have lost hope. We ask for charity for those who need. And we ask always that you would strengthen our faith when we cannot see, that you will see for us and let us know that you have seen the way. We love you, and we seek to be like you. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been offered. It's been delivered energetically to you. Now, go and rest. Receive and take it into your heart, your body, your mind, your spirit, and your life. We ask all of these blessings in the name of Christ. Amen. So, bye-bye for now from me, and I hope to be with you again.